Welcome, everybody, and happy Friday. I am Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I was up a little late last night watching the Brewers and the Cubs, getting my heart broken, but hope springs eternal. They'll be facing off in Game 5 of the NLDS tomorrow. First pitch is at about 4:08 p.m. We're going to have coverage with many of our Brewers affiliates across the Civic Media Radio Network. So if you live within the signal range of a number of our stations, be sure to go ahead and check that out if you are not fortunate enough to be going to that baseball game. Boy, coming right down to the wire. As to politics, we begin this afternoon where I left off yesterday. Somewhat unsurprisingly, I'd say. We spent the last 30 minutes of yesterday's show, and if you missed it, don't worry, you can always find all of our prior programs at civicmedia.us/shows and also on Apple Pods and Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from. We spent the last 30 minutes of the show breaking down the sort of litany, the overwhelming fire hose of lies that are being told by both ICE as well as DHHS about the facts on the ground relating to protests in cities like Chicago and Portland about Donald Trump's mass deportation policy, about the fact that it is somewhere in the ballpark of 60 to 70% of those that have been snatched, disappeared, if you will, off the streets, have no criminal record at all. And there are innumerable now instances where citizens have been snatched off the streets of American cities. Why? Not really sure. Maybe it's because ICE is just racially profiling, since the Supreme Court said that that was just fine to do. It's a dark time in our country where, one, we can't rely on what the federal government is telling us, that they are lying about things as a pretext to foment mayhem, to foment unrest, perhaps all to get to the place where Donald Trump can invoke the Insurrection Act, which, as we discussed with Professor Josh Braver of UW Law School yesterday, is a very vaguely defined act with very vaguely defined facts that have to be proven in order to invoke the Insurrection Act. But what was interesting about what we were talking about yesterday on the program, again, this litany of lying, and what happened late yesterday afternoon, is that basically a federal court judge agreed with my assessment that the representations, the factual allegations, the facts that are being repeated ad nauseum by administration officials on any news program that will have them read faux news and other suspiciously biased news outlets. A federal judge agreed with my assessment that they are lying. The federal judge that I'm talking about is U.S. District Court Judge April Perry. She issued a restraining order late yesterday in response to a lawsuit brought by Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, their attorney general, as well as the mayor of Chicago. That restraining order coming just one day after Donald Trump threatened to imprison and jail both Mayor Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, as well as J.B. Pritzker for, disagreeing with the president. But the language that Judge Perry used in yesterday's hearing, and as of about an hour ago when I was still looking for her written decision, I don't think it's been published yet. I'll likely talk about it more on Monday. But the language that she used in yesterday's hearing was quite remarkable, and I wanted to start there today. She described the narrative of violence as claimed by the Department of Homeland Security as well as ICE as exaggerated and pointed to the use of tear gas and other military-style tactics against, quote, mostly peaceful demonstrators, a group that she noted in and around the Chicagoland area never numbered more than a few hundred. She also said this, made this observation that we've talked about frequently on this program, is that neither the military nor the National Guard are trained in de-escalation, meaning when you're confronting folks, engaging their First Amendment rights, as is all of our right here in the United States, that if there is tension building up, if there looks to be a potential conflict between, for example, ICE law enforcement or FBI law enforcement from the federal government and protesters, the National Guard is not trained to de-escalate those situations. I mean, we heard Pete Hegseth just a couple weeks talk about warrior ethos and that they're all about killing. Well, I don't want troops that are trained to kill as their primary objective, the military or National Guard, facing off against folks exercising their First Amendment rights. Judge Perry agreed with me. Now, here's what's very interesting. At the center of the administration's defense against these lawsuits being brought both in Oregon and Illinois is the administration's claim that there is a, quote, rebellion. But Judge Perry said this, quote, I have seen no credible evidence that there is a danger of rebellion in the state of Illinois, end quote. One of the other interesting moments in yesterday's hearing was the fact that the administration's lawyer, a guy by the name of Eric Hamilton, described the current scope of the National Guard's mission in Illinois as, quote, limited. Limited to the defending of federal property and federal agents. But when pressed by Judge Perry, the administration's lawyer, Attorney Hamilton, would not commit to the mission remaining limited to those functions. This is really important because all along, what the administration's been saying is there's a rebellion. These people are violent. So first of all, the judge rejects that. Second of all along, Kristi Noem, Donald Trump, Vice President Vance, Tom Bagman, Homan, they've all been saying, listen, we're just sending the Federal Guard to protect these federal ICE agents, to allow law enforcement to do their jobs, or to protect federal buildings. But in court, where a lawyer is not supposed to lie, and if they do, they risk their ability to practice law ever again, the administration's lawyer would not commit to that limited scope, meaning just protecting federal law enforcement or federal buildings. He wouldn't commit to that when asked by Judge Perry. In response, the judge said, I am very much struggling to figure out where this would ever stop. In other words, if you can just make up out of whole cloth that there's a rebellion when there isn't, and even if that were true, you say, well, the primary purpose is to protect federal buildings and federal law enforcement, but I won't commit to that. They may do other things and I won't describe them to you. Yeah, the concern is, where is the line? How do you control those troops, again, that are facing off against American citizens? Thirdly, Judge Perry went even further. She said that she believed that the National Guard's presence in Illinois would actually make matters worse. I find that allowing the National Guard to deploy at the Broadview Processing Center or anywhere else in Illinois will only add fuel to the fire. And fourth, last but not least, Judge Perry basically came about as close as a judge can to calling the administration a dirty pack of liars as I've ever heard a federal judge come. She said that she had doubts about the statements, the facts that were presented by federal officials and their lawyers in court. She said that there was growing evidence that, quote, DHS's perceptions of events are simply unreliable, end quote. And that is precisely what I was describing and sharing with each and every one of you yesterday afternoon in the closing of our show. The temporary restraining order granted by Judge Perry will last for 14 days. The Trump administration has filed an appeal. Again, we are awaiting release of Judge Perry's full opinion. Now, what is interesting is that Kristi Noem yesterday in the cabinet meeting basically said that everyone else is the liar. All of these other head law enforcement officers that are from city or state government, that all of them are the liars. And of course, no one in the administration is lying. Take a listen to this.
And then I was in Portland, went out and back on Tuesday, and met with the governor, met with the mayor, met with the chief of police and the superintendent of the highway patrol. They're all lying. disingenuous and dishonest people, because as soon as you leave the room, then they make the exact opposite response. So we're looking at new facilities to purchase. They're in Portland too, and we're going to double down. And I told them if they didn't meet our demands for safety and security on the streets and work with us, then we were going to bring in more federal law enforcement.
So let me get this straight, Secretary Noem. Everyone else is the liar, the chiefs of police, the mayors, the governors, the heads of the state highway patrol. Again, just as a generic observation, I don't know law enforcement personnel to be particularly like progressive leaning folks. What would their incentive be to lie? They don't have an incentive to lie. The folks that have an incentive to lie are the ones that are trying to blow through all of our constitutional protections and convince the general American public that there is some sort of rebellion, some sort of imminent danger. The only group of people with the incentive to lie here is Kristi Noem, Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, Stephen Miller, Tom the Bagman Homan, and everyone else working in the administration. And let me be clear, I do not and will not hold individual National Guards members responsible for the lies and pretexts that are being sold to the American people by the folks that run these agencies and who have commandeered control of the National Guard. National Guardsmen and women are really good people, our neighbors and friends that volunteered to help out in disasters and to defend our country against our foreign adversaries, not to face off against citizens exercising their First Amendment right. And what gets even more ironic here is if you turn back your memories to the point in time during the Biden administration when Texas Governor Greg Abbott was deploying Texas Rangers to try to interfere in how the Biden Department of Homeland Security was securing the border in Texas. And Biden was considering federalizing the Texas National Guard. Oh yeah, Kristi Noem and Governor Abbott and everybody else, they thought that was going to be the end of our constitutional republic. She posted on X back in that time. If Joe Biden federalizes the National Guard, that would be a direct attack on states' rights. Over the last several years, we've seen Democrats trying to take away our freedom of religion, assembly, and speech. We can't take them. We can't allow them to take away our right to defend ourselves, too. South Dakota defends the Constitution. Except apparently when it's your guy doing the violation of states' rights, our freedoms, and the Constitution. When we come back, I continue the shutdown watch and the impacts on Wisconsin farmers. So don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn, and you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.